Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. At least 37 people have died throughout the country in severe storms, including tornadoes that have been slashing their way east since Friday. At least 12 of those deaths were in Missouri. KOLR-TV reporter Angela Luna is in the town of Rolla.
Like a big rumbling train, and the house shuddered and shook.
Many residents were shaken up from the storms. Sean Windmanmeyer was in a storm shelter when he found out his gym, Full Rage Fit, was destroyed.
Just felt sad that we lost it.
St. Patrick's Day weekend is a big tradition in Rolla, bringing a lot more traffic than usual. But the congestion plus down power lines makes it more difficult for cleanup efforts.
At least 200 homes have been destroyed by wildfires that have been burning across Oklahoma, including in the town of Stillwater. KWTV reporter Cameron Joyner is there.
Stillwater has dealt with tragedy before, and we will deal with it as a community.
Stillwater Mayor Will Joyce up early estimating more than 50 homes burned down across the area.
It's devastating. I know several of the folks whose homes burned.
In this community, neighbors are leaning on neighbors.
Everybody will rally together, help everybody out. That's just what this town's all about.
Bill Patterson and his wife's home was spared, but homes just next door were devastated.
We were really shocked to see our home still standing, to be real honest.
Just down the street, 91-year-old Franklin Spitz lost everything, but his spirits remain high.
All of this is just material, you know, that we lived through.
Pope Francis appears to be rallying after a bout with double pneumonia. The BBC's Maura Alderson.
The Vatican has released the first photograph of Pope Francis since he was admitted to hospital in Rome more than a month ago. The picture shows the pontiff from behind sitting in a wheelchair and celebrating Mass at the altar of the chapel in his hospital suite. He appears to be breathing on his own.
CBS News has learned that American jet fighters today shot down about 11 drones launched by Houthi rebels in Yemen. The rebel group also launched a ballistic missile that crashed into the water well short of a U.S. aircraft carrier. CBS News national security consultant Jeff McCausland says this could be the beginning of a series of attacks.
U.S. officials have said these airstrikes are now likely to be the onset of an air campaign that frankly could last several weeks. Such a campaign may intensify in scope and scale depending on how the Houthis in fact react.
Yesterday, U.S. airstrikes on the Yemeni capital killed more than 30 people. The strikes were in response to the Houthi announcement that it would resume attacks on shipping in the Red Sea. Police in New York City are searching for the person who set a man on fire near Times Square. It happened early this morning. The police believe the 45-year-old victim who survived knows the suspect. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the show within the show, each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy tonight. Lows around 23. Mostly sunny, and we'll see a high in the mid-50s on Monday. It'll be breezy out of the southeast. For Monday night, partly cloudy, a low around 33. Partly sunny and in the upper 50s to near 60 on Tuesday.
Right now, 35.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
What do you think about Donald Trump firing 80,000 employees of the VA? Steve from Madison, also a veteran. I'm hearing from one of our conservative texters saying it's okay because it saves money.
How does it save money if it kills people? I mean, how many suicides are there amongst veterans? How many of our seniors need health care? I mean, you take away money from us and it kills us. That's what it does.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Get to anywhere, maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone. Be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. You stay out drinking late at the bar. See more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Meat is Murder. That was The Smiths with Nowhere Fast. And before that, we heard from Tracy Chapman, probably one of the greatest songs ever written. That was A Fast Car. Welcome back to hour two of Seth Faces the Music as we go through our fast songs quickly. see what I did there? As we continue along here, here's actually a slower song a little bit later in the career of one Mr. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from the album An American Treasure. Here's Grew Up Fast.
Grew up fast, and no one seemed to notice. We grew up fast, and we grew up alone. Mom and Dad were never what we wanted. We grew up fast, and we grew
alone. We grew up alone. Well, you know who I am, so don't treat me like I'm someone else. Well, you know what I am, so don't treat me like I'm someone else. You never act like that with no one else. Grew up less when lies were just a fact of life. Grew up mad 'cause we never had a home. We faced the past and forgave the revolution. We grew up smashed. We grew up alone. We grew up alone. Hey, my brother, I got no fight with you. I just can't lie down. Hey, my brother, I got no fight with you. I just can't lie down. No, I just can't lie down. I just can't lie down. We'll be right back.
song that lives up to its name. That was Fast and Frightening by L7, one of the cornerstones of the Riot Girl mid-90s movement. That'll get your blood flowing. Stick around, everyone. More to come on Seth Faces the Music for this week. Coming up, we have a song from a soundtrack album, which I think was more famous than the film itself. In fact, I don't remember this movie at all. I don't even remember seeing anything about it. And I certainly haven't seen it, but I have heard the song we're going to play next, coming up on WFHR.
Hello there. This is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We'll be right back.
butterfly. Spies a glint in his eye. The bird sings, he cycles by. Oh, why should he feel sad? This world ain't so bad, and besides, woe betide he who would frown when natural beauty abounds. And now with the wheel spinning free, he's picking up speed. Two butterflies through time, knots in his stomach. Oceans of air that will mess up his hair, though he no longer cares anymore. For other indulgence in vanities, vacuous vice, just once or twice, thrice, four times in five we forget we're alive and neglect to remind.
Divine Comedy, that's the name of the band from their album Promenade. That was going downhill fast. These days, the Divine Comedy is basically just the vehicle for one Neil Hannon for his songwriting and singing, but he is big in the Baroque pop scene. And before that, we heard from Fire Inc. That's the soundtrack to Streets of Fire. That was Nowhere Fast. Up next, everyone, we have an artist that I like to promote on this show. He's well known for basically one spoken word track, that is, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, but he's a great musician either way. He released some great albums, and here's a good one coming up. This is Gil Scott-Heron, Fast Lane. To see you in the fast lane.
Community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy tonight. Lows around 23. Mostly sunny, and we'll see a high in the mid-50s on Monday. It'll be breezy out of the southeast. For Monday night, partly cloudy, a low around 33. Partly sunny and in the upper 50s to near 60 on Tuesday.
Right now, 35.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Flee.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
They say my mama left me the day before she had me. She hit the road and never once looked back. Now I just want to mention that my grandma's old age pension is the reason that I'm standing here today. I got all my country learning, just milking and churning, picking cotton, raising hell, and I'm feeling hay. Yeah, I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. I wasn't born no yesterday. I got a good Christian raising and an eighth grade education. Ain't no need no treat that way. Sweet Carolina, don't believe I'll ever find another woman put together like you are. I love the wiggle in your walking, in your big city talking, in your brand new shiny Plymouth ragtop car. Now it's a hurry up and wait, and it's a world of give and take. Seem like a haste that makes a waste every time. I declare to my soul, when you hear those ages roll, you better know I'm gonna get my share of mine. Well, I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. I wasn't born no yesterday. I've got a good Christian raising and an eighth grade education. Ain't no need y'all treat that way. Well, they say my mama left me the day before she had me. Well, she hit the road and never once looked back. Well, I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. I wasn't born no yesterday. I got a good Christian raising and an eighth grade education. And only in y'all treat that way. So,
from their album Tales from the Ozone, that was Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen with I've Been to Georgia on a Fast Train. And before that, we opened up this final set of Seth Faces the Music with Kitchens of Distinction, one of my favorite band names of all time, with Drive That Fast from their album Strange Free World. Up next, we have someone who's trying to bring rock back in a big way. She's awesome. Check out some of her videos. They're classic. Her sound is classic. She's rocking hard. Her name is Samantha Fish. Here she is with Faster.
Come on, right here. I'm gonna be a little forward. So shy, locked eyes. Why you sitting in the corner? I'll be nice, I won't bite. Well, can you come a little closer? It's alright, I just might. Be the type to wanna be a little boy.
I wanna ooh, I wanna ooh. You're gonna ooh. That's how I'll make your heart beat faster. I wanna ooh, I wanna ooh. You're gonna ooh. That's how I'll make your heart beat faster, faster.
Come here, right now. Cause I got an inclination. Let's fight and make up. Like a story in a movie. One night, freak up where you role play like a groupie. We'll be right back.
That just about does it for today on Seth Faces the Music. Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. We couldn't do the show without you out there in Radio Land. Stick around for next week. We'll have a different theme, more fun, more music on the way. We love to bring you these shows. We're going to go out with one of the most distinctive voices out there, Miss Fiona Apple with Fast As You Can. So long, everybody.
Too soon, I don't know how to live without my handler's throat. I fight him always and still. Oh, darling, it's so sweet you think you know how crazy I am. You say you don't spook easy, you won't go, but I know and I pray that you will. Fast as you can, baby, run free yourself up as fast as you can. Soon go hungry for a fight, and I will not let you in. My pretty mouth will frame the phrases that will disprove your faith in me. So if you catch me trying to find my way into your heart from under your skin,
fast as you can, baby, scratch me out, free yourself fast as you can. Fast as you can, baby, scratch me out, free yourself fast as you can.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, he would not be negotiating with the GOP if he was Wisconsin's sitting senator.
I want to clarify, like, I'm always happy to negotiate in good faith, but we're talking about a party that's not acting in good faith. We shouldn't be in a position where we're throwing a life raft to somebody who is hell-bent on sinking the entire ship.
Not something I want to be involved in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wfhr.com/contest-terms. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The death toll from a weekend of terrible storms that have ripped through the central, southern, and southeastern regions of the U.S. is now 37. In Missouri alone, 12 people were killed. KOLR-TV reporter Carissa Codell is in Bakersfield in southern Missouri on the Arkansas border.
I think people were in shock about what had happened, the homes that were lost, the lives that were lost.
Homes torn apart in Bakersfield after a powerful tornado barreled through the rural area. Superintendent of the Bakersfield School District, Amy Padgett, says she immediately started getting calls from people in the community wanting to help.
We just are so blessed at the outpouring of support that we've had and the donations just from not only businesses, but just people off the street in surrounding communities.
Wildfires have destroyed at least